First, almost 36 hours after an explosion sank a boat carrying asylum seekers off Australia's northwest, the massive rescue operation is nearly complete. Three people died, another two are missing, and dozens of victims have been airlifted to Darwin, Broome and Perth. More on that in a moment. The incident has sparked an intense political debate. The Prime Minister has directed his full fury at the people smugglers, calling them the scum of the earth and suggesting they should rot in hell. He's also defended his government's policies to stop the trade, saying it's dedicated more resources to the fight against people smuggling than any other government in Australia's history. It's a direct response to opposition claims that Kevin Rudd's border protection policies are soft and have caused a surge in the number of asylum seekers arriving by boat, an argument the coalition's sticking to. From Canberra, Emma Griffiths reports.
The Prime Minister has targeted those who traffic in people.
People smugglers are engaged in the world's most evil trade, and they should all rot in jail, because they represent the absolute scum of the earth. We see this lowest form of human life at work in what we saw on the high seas yesterday.
Kevin Rudd wouldn't speculate on what caused yesterday's deadly fire, but he has addressed the broader issue, saying that people smuggling is a global problem and one that his government is fighting.
People smugglers are the vilest form of human life. They trade on the tragedy of others, and that's why they should rot in jail, and in my own view, rot in hell. That is why this government is absolutely committed to dedicating all resources necessary to fight the fight against people smugglers, to maintain a hardline, tough and targeted strategy in maintaining this country's border protection. We are dedicating more resources to border protection than any previous Australian government, and we will continue to calibrate the resources we need to the challenges that unfold.
The opposition leader, Malcolm Turnbull, says it's more a case of tough talk and not enough tough action.
Australians want to see their borders protected, and they are, all of us, very concerned about the lives, the safety of the people that are being carried across the seas in these little boats, and of course the safety of our own defence personnel who have to deal with them on the high seas. People smuggling is a vile trade, but there is no substitute for tough and effective policies that bring it to an end.
Authorities are preparing for more arrivals, and Kevin Rudd says he's ready to boost the resources lined up to stop them.
The measures we have in place, measures which resulted in the interdiction of this vessel on the basis of our surveillance of the vessel, indicate of themselves the deployment of effective resources in the field. Furthermore, as challenge through these global pressures mounts further and further, we will up also our resource allocation. That is the normal and appropriate way to handle these things.
But the opposition believes the government's policies are soft and that they're sending out the wrong message. Malcolm Turnbull again.
The most significant change the government made in August was to abandon the temporary protection visas, which were designed by the previous coalition government to establish a real disincentive for unauthorised boat arrivals. They abandoned our tough policies, and there has been a dramatic increase in unauthorised boat arrivals. Clearly, their policies are not working. You have to judge policies by their results, and the results are not good. Too many unauthorised boat arrivals, too many lives being put at risk.
The tragedy has reopened old fault lines within the coalition. One Liberal backbencher who spoke out against the Howard government's policies has added his voice to the renewed debate. The Victorian backbencher, Russell Broadbent, disagrees with his leader's assertion that the Labor government's policies have exacerbated the problem.
Look, I'm always worried when we go into issues like this. I thought we'd had this argument. It's time for people to be reasonable about it, see Australia's position in the world, and have some regard and compassion for the difficult situation we face today with this terrible mess so far away.
Inevitably, the incident has triggered flashbacks of events 8 years ago. The Tampa, the Children Overboard affair, and the boat that sank with more than 300 lives lost, the Civex. It was a troubled time in Australian politics, and the government's cautious response is an effort to avoid stirring up any resentment towards refugees, the Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.
Well, I think what was resented ultimately about the Children Overboard affair was that the then Liberal government politically used inaccurate information for its own benefit. What I think Australians don't like in circumstances like these is to see politicians trying to profit from the circumstances, and Mr Turnbull might care to remember that.
Events on that small fishing boat on Thursday morning are set to dominate the political debate in the weeks and months ahead as the investigation uncovers the facts. The Prime Minister has promised that the true story will one day come out.
Our commitment as a government is this: as soon as this information becomes available to us, within any reasonable time frame, we'll be turning it over to you good folk in the media. We believe in transparency on these questions. It's very important because where we've been in the past on some of these questions, it's very important that, you in the media are in the know.
That's the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd ending Emma Griffith's report.